are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Together a 2016 Bodega Voice from the Art, Pop Culture, Personal Growth, and Justice. We got it right. Mm-hmm. I hope you had a great holiday respite. I did, pretty much. I'm still kind of in vacation head, in between vacation head and getting back to business. But here we are, full tilt. We'll explore all the stuff we missed in our newsy sideshow. Yeah, Bill Cosby arrested. Wow. Didn't see that one coming, did you? We'll talk also the ire and irony on the campaign trail. It's Trump versus Clinton, Trump versus everyone, and for some reason, several of the Republican candidates versus Chris Christie has got about 4% in the polls. We'll talk about it. Also, New Year's resolutions, are you in or are you out? I'm pretty much out, and I know that sounds ironic for a creativity coach and counselor, but I'll tell you why. Productive change is my stock in trade, but there are better ways to do it, maybe. We'll talk about that and have you weigh in, of course. Great music along the way as well, including some of your forgotten 45s. And speaking of change, the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories. I don't know, every time we take a break, the mailbag fills up, so I'm gratified. We'll salute another one of those success stories. Get you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Tuesday, January 5th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, 2016. Thank you very much. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. And social media is up and running 24/7 at Twitter at AB Writes. We've been chatting sporadically throughout the vacation week, a little more so today. And the Facebook page is open as well. The show today brought to you in part by the Oak Center for Lifelong Learning. It's never too late to embrace those dreams. Live the life you've always wanted. Details and upcoming winter workshops, oakcenterlearning.org. They start. Check it out ASAP as they start soon. PopNet also is a sponsor of the show. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet now features select editions of the Amy Best Arcway Show. So that first check, you're right. Have you written some? I wrote a few yesterday. Got the dates right, the year right. That first step on the treadmill, that first bite of the rice cake, it always feels like you're falling for the first time. Let's kick things off with a great one from Bare Naked Ladies. Welcome aboard the first Coffee Clash of 2016 on the Amy Best Arcway Show.
Oh,
Start me up. That's the credo of the New Year's resolution, right? Amy Beth Urquhart, great fun one from Bare Naked Ladies. Feels like I'm falling for the first time. So what about you? Are you making New Year's resolutions? Did you make one? Have you broken it already? I mean, some people make them and it's gone the next day. Of course, if it's related to food, and most of them are, or many of them are, in terms of diet and exercise and health plans, they're all great. But what happens is you make it on January 1st and there's still all that holiday food lying around. It's hard to keep it. So maybe you shouldn't make it until the second or third week in January, and then, of course, to the tailgating parties. Never mind. We'll talk a little bit about why they don't work and how some changes really can be effective, but it all starts with commitment. Think about this, because a lot of times people feel pressured. They're just going to make the resolution. It's usually, as I said, one related to health, eating, and exercise often. And the problem is, of course, you're going off the season of what I guess I can consider unfettered indulgence. Many of us just put any kind of diet or just sensible eating plan on hold during the holiday season, which for some folks starts anywhere between Halloween and Thanksgiving and then goes all the way through New Year's. So you're already kind of in a sluggish, sugar rush-induced kind of lifestyle already, and your body has to regroup itself and get ready to go. And I guess that's why some people like dramatic changes and go for these cleanses. But what a jolt to go from unfettered eating and indulgence to sudden what feels like starvation to your body. So I think maybe a more gradual approach might be more effective. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I do know one thing. According to a recent survey posted in the Psychological Journal, 45% of Americans claim they make resolutions. So that's really less than I thought. I thought like 70% make resolutions. But only 8% will maintain them over a period of a few months or longer. Think about that. It's like somebody just said the other day, a friend of mine who's a pretty much a workout freak, oh, I can't stand it after the new year. Everybody's at the gym with new clothes, new people. Wait till February, though, and they all have abandoned their gym memberships. So just think about that. I mean, if you're just going to say you're going to do it, you have to have commitment and what I call an action plan behind it. Think about that as you're contemplating actually making some change before you can call it a brand new day. Here's Van Morrison. I'm Amy Beth Urquhart.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine, I see my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in. But it shines so bright, yet it gives so much light, yet it comes from the sky above, make me feel so free, make me feel like me, yet it lights my life with love, yet it seems let it feel. With my hand behind my back, I was long time hurt and thrown in the dirt, shoved out on the railroad track. I've been used, abused, it feels like, does it seem like?
Next year, I'm going to be a changed person.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay.
Off the Great Moon Dance album. It is the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Our first one of 2016. We're talking about making, breaking New Year's resolutions. Twitter feed already above, it AB writes. Bryn said, yeah, already broke it. You're right. Too much holiday food. Think I'll start February 1. Okay, Bryn, hang on. We may have some tips for you. Don't despair. There's help. There truly is. Dahlia says, you're right. You can make any change you want, but you have to have a plan to make it work and stick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thule says, I am so out of shape, I literally need to live at the gym, ate too much, too many holiday goodies, too hard to start. Mm-hmm. There you go. See, you got to go. But sometimes you got to get up and just move, because the body in motion will stay in motion. You know that whole deal about inertia. But let's talk about it for a minute. I mean, besides just making the resolution, you have to have an action plan. That's what I always talk about, inspired action. What I'd like you to do, think about this, start with journaling. No surprise that I'm big on that, right? I think it helps. I really do. I'm not even going to give you the primer on the Inspiration to Action Challenge right now. Let's wait a week or two on that. But just get yourself any kind of an old-fashioned notebook, you know, pen and paper deal, and just start writing about your thoughts and your feelings and your goals. See what comes out. Do it every day, morning or evening, whatever's good for you. I know Julia Cameron, you know, and I for a while subscribed to the morning pages. I find that difficult for me because when I'm up, I got to get moving on whatever I have to do. But evening, if that works for you, whatever works for you. But pick a time when it's convenient and journal. And maybe journal once, twice, three times a day, whatever it is. And just see what comes out because you'll see things. Ideas, patterns will start emerging. And when you put it down on paper and you commit to it, we can then start thinking about putting together action plans to make those goals attainable. And convert them from dream into reality, inspiration to action, that kind of thing. But we'll talk more about the specifics of the Inspiration to Action Challenge. This, I just want you to have sort of free-flowing, a stream of consciousness journal writing and see where that leads you. And I think you may be surprised. It doesn't work for everybody, and some people say, I can't be bothered with it. Okay, I get it. We'll come up with other things for you. But you got to put a plan together. And some area where you can be accountable, whether it's with a coach or with a friend, a dieting partner, a workout partner, whatever it may be, that sometimes helps for people. Everybody's different, and you need to cater a plan around what works for you and your own personality and your own needs. But I think you'll have a better shot if you have some accountability, certainly, and you have a plan, than just saying, I'm going to do this better this year. Because guess what? The year will go by, and it won't happen. That's unfortunate. So that's why I'm not really for the whole idea of resolutions, but making change and making it when you want to make it. You know, again, turning the calendar on January 1 isn't always very effective for most people, as I said, because you're coming off this sort of lazy, lumbering season of just eating and doing whatever you want. You have to, you know, maybe ease into it. Now, for some people, a jolt may work, but then you have to be prepared to back it up with the plan and stick with it. That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm suggesting. We'll keep working on it. Get yourself that journal. We'll talk next week about the Inspiration to Action Challenge and how that can work for you. And I'll have some uplifting, affirmative principles that you can incorporate into your life, too, in your journaling a bit later. First one on that list, of course, is gratitude. You know, I always say, you know, what are you grateful for? Because that will help you get in touch with your happier self, your more optimistic self, which, of course, then leads to your more productive self. So stop and smell those roses, or for some of us, the coffee, and you'll be happier. Like this one, I've forgotten 45 for Lynette. Perfect. From Mac Davis. Stop and smell the roses on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Don't you think it's time you realized there's a whole lot more to life than work and worry? All the sweetest things in life are free, and they're right before your eyes. But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day. You're gonna find your way to heaven. It's a rough and rocky road if you don't stop and smell the roses along the way. Before you went to work this morning in the city, well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast and love them tenderly?
You got to stop.
Take a walk through the forest, stop and dream a while among the trees. Well, you can look up through the leaves right straight to heaven, and you can almost hear the voice of God in each and every breeze.
But you got to stop. You're gonna find your way to heaven. It's a rough path.
Never mind about my feelings. Never mind about my suffering. It's just about your show. Not even our show, your show.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames.
Song 24 Frames. Also Sugarland and Everyday America, and that great one from the 70s, Mac Davis, and Stop and Smell the Roses. Indeed, as we talk making and breaking New Year's resolutions on our first edition of the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show for 2016, lots of folks have some thoughts about the resolution deal, including Leon on the Twitter feed, who says, yeah, you got me. Every year I say I'm going to get healthier with better exercise and better diet, but yeah, by the Super Bowl, I'm out. Good luck to me and everyone else. I hear you, Leon. Hey, get that journal. Let's get started on the journaling. I think you can, you know, shape your ideas, focus your goals, and make a plan if we start with it. Just get those feelings out, and we'll talk about the Inspiration Action Challenge Primer next week's show. But those folks who are successful have been chiming in during our vacation week, which I'm always pleased about. We plucked one randomly out. And we have Erica from, where is she from, Trudy, do we know? Oh, Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, I believe. So she's in the thick of it with the campaign stuff. Erica writes, I've been doing the challenge for about a year, stop and start at the beginning, but pretty steady the last 6-7 months. Wow, I have got my writing back in gear, wrote my first screenplay, fingers crossed, she writes, and I think I'll embark on a novel in the new year. Don't know if it'll be successful, but it's fun doing it and getting back to my creative core. Well, okay. Well, you are already successful just by doing it, because that's the key. Fall in love with the process, and you can't really lose, Erica. But I know what you mean. You want some external successes, and hopefully they'll come. Just keep at it. And thank you so much for sharing. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I would love to give you a shout-out. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com, easy access via the Twitter feed, and we'll give you a shout-out. We got a bunch of them, but we'll get to you, I promise. And on the other hand, if you need some cajoling, you want to start the new year off right, get some creative goals and personal goals met, we can get you started with it. Let's start a creativity coaching conversation. First one, as always, on me. Please reach out, same thing, website, amybetharkawy.com, and we will connect, and we'll get you going. Get the journal going first, see if that helps you, and we'll come up with some particular plans just for you. And I can't guarantee anything. Nothing is ever a guarantee, but if you work it, you'll see some progress. And it may not happen overnight, but if you stick with it, I think you might see some really positive, great changes. And they can stick, and they can last, not just by willy-nilly saying, I'm going to make a resolution, and then poof, it's gone, if you know what I'm saying. So stick with that. Now, shifting gears to some of the crazy stories that we missed while we were away on the pop culture sideshow. You heard about this kid, the affluenza teen, Ethan Couch in Texas, 16-year-old kid a few years ago, was living by himself in a house while his parents lived in an even bigger palatial house, rich kid. They let him live by himself. He was driving around, drove drunk one night, killed 4 people, injured a few others seriously. And it became the big nationwide outrage, the affluenza defense, when his attorney asserted that the kid couldn't go to jail because he wasn't brought up right, so he didn't know right from wrong. He was too rich to have the principles of right and wrong. And the judge bought it, or at least bought it in part, only gave him 10 years probation. Well, the story's not over. He's almost 19 now, but he was caught on video playing, they think, a game called beer pong with some kids, and that might have violated his probation. So he fled with, get this, his mom, who wasn't particularly disciplining him or taking care of him when she needed to back when he was 16. They fled to Mexico. You probably saw his choppy haircut and jet black dye job. Well, somehow the mom got sent back to Texas. She's in jail, and she could actually do more time for helping him than he could do because he's still under juvenile supervision. It's crazy. But he's still in Mexico. He's fighting his extradition on the basis of the authorities took his dog away. I don't get it. It's crazy. But the story will continue, and of course, it's crazy, and we can be glib about it on one hand. On the other hand, it's outrageous because he killed 4 people. One man lost both his wife and his daughter, and he found the bodies. I mean, how outrageous and horrible and heartbreaking is that? He also left one of his friends who was in the car with him in a vegetative state. I mean, it's just really a horrible situation. So, outrageous story, but I'm sure we'll hear more about that one. And the affluenza defense, is it valid? Will it ever be used again? Hey, baby, you're a rich boy. Now, you're going to pay a price. Hope.
Do you want to be? I did know is that they had all the money in the world and not a clue what to do with it.
You can give them to the birds and bees. I see the applause sign not working again?
Being kind.
Johnny Rivers rocking pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Ethan Couch tried the influenza defense, and it worked for a while. Now the team's behind bars in Mexico. Will he face full-throttle American justice? Stay tuned for that. Also, Baby, You're a Rich Man from the Beatles and Barrett Strong's Money. And Forgotten 45 for Denise from the Archies. Haven't heard that one in a long time. Jingle Jangle. Not bad for bubblegum music from the early 70s, right? Love those Forgotten 45s. Also, Dusty Springfield. We root around the archives for a beauty, great rendition of Can I Get a Witness, circa 66, from Shindig. Well, it's going to be Can I Get a Witness and a Witness and a Witness in the Bill Cosby case. Were you shocked to discover Bill Cosby arrested just at the tail end of 2015? Statute of limitations in Pennsylvania for these sexual assault cases, 12 years, and the new prosecutor just made the cut. Wow. Never thought we'd see that. It dates back, if you recall, to a case, a woman named Andrea Constant, who was a former employee at Temple University and a mentee of Bill Cosby, friend of his. She made the allegation back in 2004. The prosecutor at the time, who was just defeated by the new prosecutor, said there wasn't enough evidence. So it didn't move forward, but it did move forward as a civil case. She got a settlement, and in the depo in that civil case, Bill Cosby admitted to giving women Quaaludes, drugging them. Now, of course, he'll say it's consensual. They went along with it. She says differently, and of course, the whole issue of consent, if you take the drug, goes out the window, too. We'll see how it goes, but it sounds like he said, she said, unless they let in what they call MO or modus operandi witnesses, which are people that would testify to the pattern of behavior. Remember the Phil Spector case? He was convicted finally in the second trial of murdering the former cocktail waitress, Lana Clarkson, when all the evidence of this gunplay, that he would play with guns with women, all these other women who had incidents with him came forward, that was allowed in, and he was convicted. So of all these women, and there are about 50 or so of them so far, a parade of these witnesses testify to his pattern of behavior, misbehavior, I think he may be done for. We'll see what happens. And, of course, you got to feel sorry for his wife. I know whenever I say I feel sorry for somebody in this case, people get mad at me. And you can feel sorry for him, too. Not that he didn't deserve what happened to him, because he did it. He brought it on himself. He hurt these people. It's outrageous, if it's true, of course. I haven't been proven guilty yet, but it does seem like it's going to be proven to be true with all those allegations. But still, he brought himself down, but you can still have a sense of pathos for someone to go from the highest level to take himself down with his tragic flaw, just as a human. And, of course, for his wife, I do feel for her, but she apparently is embroiled in this in terms of testifying because she also acts as his manager. So she's already involved in these civil cases. We'll see what happens. It promises to be, should it go to trial unless they come up with some settlement, which I doubt they will, it will be the trial of this year and possibly the century. Media circus alert. HLN may resurrect itself just on this trial alone. If media gets it, cameras get to be in the courtroom. We'll see how that plays out. And the Bill Cosby case, ironically, kind of ties in with the campaign for 2016 president because people are making correlations between Bill Cosby's behavior and that of former President Bill Clinton, who is on the campaign trail now officially for his wife, just started yesterday with an event in New Hampshire. And, of course, the Clintons are under the scrutiny and the bombacity of Donald Trump, who says, because Hillary Clinton called him sexist, that Bill Clinton is fair game. And you know what? He is fair game. Everything is fair game. Believe what you want. See what happens. See how it plays out. I'm already getting tired of it because, you know, I'm a news and political junkie. I watch this stuff too much. And enough. It's the same broken record. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be pushed forward as they move further towards the primary next month in New Hampshire and, of course, the Iowa caucus. Before that, the new poll shows Trump is still on top, Ted Cruz second, although Cruz is leading in Iowa. So we'll see what happens and how it all plays out. On we go. Another debate somewhere in there, too, and lots of talk. Here's a good one. I forgot 45. For the Music Machine. For Dondi.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child. My reputation is something more than what I know. It serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice.
washed my hands. My social life was done. My name is really Mud. I'm up to here in life. I guess I'm down to size.
Crazy talk, change that subject.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a savage sucker, and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks.
It started with a whisper.
Paved the way for the likes of the Ramones, that sound. And my name is Mud. Yeah, on the campaign trail for sure. Mud is being slung big time right now between the GOP candidates as well as some mud being slung back on the Clintons too. But it's intriguing. The poll is out. The latest NBC SurveyMonkey poll, Donald Trump on top. This is nationwide. I think it's 35%. 25 or 23% for Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio at 12%. 12%. Ben Carson at 8, Jeb Bush at 6, Chris Christie at 4. Now, why is everybody targeting Chris Christie? He's pretty much at 4 all around, including New Hampshire, I think, in which he got that endorsement from the Manchester Union leader, the big paper up there. But so far, I think Rubio ran an ad against him, Cruz ran an ad against him, and John Kasich ran an ad against him, going governor to governor and saying Ohio is a much more successful state than New Jersey. Intriguing. I guess they all want that mainstream, you know, centrist lane, the traditional lane, I guess we should call it, as opposed to the outsider lane. It looks like Carson's campaign is down the tubes. He announced right around the holidays that they were revamping the campaign staff. That's never a great sign, I guess, but we'll see what happens. It doesn't seem like he's going to make it. on the Twitter feed, we've got a few folks chiming in about the GOP primary. And Ross says, I don't know what Jeb Bush expects to gain by staying in this race. I love him, but he needs to bow out now. Surrender with dignity is the hashtag. Ouch. I guess he's waiting. They're all waiting for, you know, who to implode. It's not happening. But we'll see. If he loses Iowa, as it looks like he may, because he's already softening his idea that, you know, there are 49 other states, then it doesn't really matter in terms of the race, because if we look at the history of Iowa, and especially in terms of the Republican caucus, the last couple of winners, Santorum and Huckabee, didn't get anywhere near the nomination, let alone the presidency. So, but just because Trump has this "I am a winner, not a loser" persona, it'll be interesting if he has to actually lose something. But he's already trying to soften it a bit if Cruz should win. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. We're certainly in full force. And Carly Fiorina kind of made a fool out of herself during the Rose Bowl, in which she said, "I love my alma mater." She's a Stanford alum, but I'm rooting for the Hawkeyes, the Iowa team. Now, Iowa won big time. I mean, Stanford won over Iowa, so they had a hashtag on Twitter going over the weekend, Carly Curse. You talk about pandering. And, of course, she's way down. I think she's in 3 or 2%, so it's not a happening thing. She usually gets a bump after the debates because she allegedly performs well. I don't know, but I don't think her campaign is going anywhere. Maybe she's running for vice president. Then again, maybe she's running for a Fox TV show. To a Cerberus, I think, but even for the Fox crowd, who knows? Hey, I do want to mention, as I think we said, President Obama spoke earlier today about his gun control initiatives. Basically, what he's doing is just shoring up laws that are already there and bringing attention to it. But there are a lot of people, particularly in the right wing, that are very nervous. So I don't know how it's going to play out, if it's going to work against Hillary Clinton or help her. I mean, I think it's an issue which can fire up both sides of the aisle, except it seems to fire up the right side more because those people are so desperate to hang on to the guns. The other folks, you know, gun control is an issue, but it's not the main issue. But we have to look at it. For those of us who do want to see tighter gun control, we have to make it one of the main issues, and we have to get out there and vote. Very crucial. Turnout is going to be, I keep saying it, I'm going to keep saying it. Learn your issues. Vote however you want to vote, but, you know, study up on who you think is going to represent you best. And playing into the old scandals from the 90s, I don't think is the answer. I mean, Hillary can't catch a break. She's got to deal with Bill's issues all these years. She's got to field stuff from Trump. She said her New Year's resolution was to allow Donald Trump to live in his alternative universe, but she's not going to respond to it. Like most resolutions, I don't know if it's going to if it's going to last, Hillary, but hang in there and keep taking the high road, because it doesn't matter with Trump. He can take every low road he wants. He can dig himself into a ditch, and his supporters stick with him. She doesn't have that luxury, so stay above the fray, and so far the Clintons are doing that. We'll see how it goes. I do want to mention that, unfortunately, we lost a couple of nice folks this last tail end of the last year. Wayne Rogers passed away. He was Trapper John on MASH, as well as many other TV movies and movie roles, and later on I found out became a money manager in his later years. Interesting. He was 82 years old. And Natalie Cole tragically died just right before New Year's Eve. She was, of course, the daughter of legendary singer and jazz musician Nat King Cole. Came out from behind his shadows herself to make her own imprint. Struggled with drug addiction and had many health issues, including hepatitis and transplants, etc. A lot of health issues over the years, but a beautiful voice and a beautiful singer. Made her imprint in the 70s with This Will Be, remembering Natalie Cole on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Thank you. Bye.
for Nicole, getting her accolades at the Kennedy Center Honors for Carole King.
More with Stephen
Cole. There last month. Really great stuff. I'm doing the You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, the final hit song that Carole King and her late ex-husband, Jerry Goffin, penned together. What a performance. She brought down the house and brought tears to President Obama's eyes. Great night, of course. As always, Carole King was the most effusive among the honorees. Boy, she was jumping around, talking, laughing, singing along. They were all pretty exuberant about it. There's usually one clunker in the group that doesn't look that happy, but they all seemed very happy. Carole King, Rita Moreno, Cecily Tyson, who looked phenomenal, 91 years old, wow. George Lucas among them. The Eagles were supposed to be honored, but they were pushed back to next year because Glenn Frey has some health issues. We wish him the best. But Miranda Lambert sang a pretty moving rendition of Desperado. So look forward to that next year. Always a good show, indeed. And we heard a Forgotten 45 Uptight for Arlie from Stevie Wonder. You guys have got some great Forgotten 45s. And if you have one, by the way, a song you haven't heard in a while you'd like us to play, if we can find it and we can fit it in, we'll do so. Reach out via Twitter, AD Writes, with the hashtag Forgotten 45, or send up a little missive over at the website, amy.arkawy.com, A-R-K-A-W-Y. Easy access through the Twitter feed. Yeah, you got the drift. And, of course, Natalie Cole, sadly, we lost her. This Will Be an Everlasting Love. That was her big breakout hit in the 70s, had a resurgence some years later with those duets she did digitally with her late father, Nat King Cole. We'll play one of those as we wrap up the show in a few minutes as well. But, wow, what a loss. May she rest in peace. Left behind some good music, that's for sure. Reach out via Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. A few minutes, and we're in the wind down, but we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And we got some cards in the crowd, of course, which is always a fun thing. Here's one from Satmo, who says, this is what we're doing, goals for 2016. Grow wings, rule an island nation, barter a human soul, and drink more water. Ay, 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 I love it. Hang in there because, you know, you can't undo the past, but you can learn from it. And if you're really clever, you can profit from it, turn it into something great, like a song or a book, or just a better you. Think about that as your parting gift as you move forward and make new changes in the new year. Get the journal. Let's get started. We'll talk Inspiration Action Challenge success stories and the actual primer on the challenge next week. Coming up on Friday, we're going to re-air our Elvis 80th birthday celebration show, an ArtsWire top pick in honor of Elvis's 81st birthday. So enjoy the great music and legacy of Elvis Presley and all those other folks that were tooling around during the time that he was making music and folks that came later. The great influence of the King of Rock and Roll is still felt today. We'll celebrate it on Friday. So join us there. Hey, if you've got a guest suggestion, want to be on the show, have an idea of a topic you'd like us to cover, hop over to the website, too, and tell us. We're always looking for compelling storytellers in the new year, from authors to filmmakers, musicians to theater folks, media mavens, personal growth and justice experts. Yeah, we'll have some more justice stories for you justice junkies, all coming up in the new year. And while you're at the website, you can also peruse my stories, The Eliza Gordon Mysteries, Killing Time and Dead Silent, are available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. And book 3 is coming this spring, 2016. So I know you've been asking for it, and it's coming.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're not going to get fired. I'm pretty confident of that. Hey, thanks so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, getting us off the, off on the air, off our duffs today. We weren't going to do a show, but they bugged us, so we did. ML at headquarters, thank you, too, and thank you for joining us. Please tweet with us throughout, of course, social media, 24/7, AB Writes. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy, and, of course, me at AB Writes. Friend me on Facebook. And all roads lead back to the website, amybetharkawy.com. All the apps, all the things you need. We're on Stitcher, Mixcloud, BTR, PopNet, Arts Radio Network, iTunes, you name it. We've got it covered. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great new year. We'll get together and keep doing it, keep talking, and keep making those changes in a positive way. Leave you with a January hymn from the Decemberists and a song from Nat and Natalie Cole. Take care. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show.
Sunday I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath leave where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of heart. What were the words I meant to say before she left? When I could see her breath lead where she was going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January. Oh, January,
unforgettable too.